Welcome to the WebSphere Support Technical Exchange. Today's topic is Explore the IBM Support Portal. Today's presenters are Nikaila Aquagot, Matt Cummins, Huang Fang, Scott Rux, Anisha Panicker, and Mahesky Raman. The iLog Optimization and Supply Chain Support Team has been with IBM since iLog's acquisition in February 2009. In this capacity, the team is dedicated to assisting customers in every support situation. The team has handled questions from companies across a wide array of industries, spanning countries in every geography. At this point in time, I would like to turn the presentation over to the iLog team.
Thank you. Welcome to Explore the IBM Support Portal, an IBM Support Technical Exchange. Please let's go to slide 2. We'll be covering a number of topics today, covering the different aspects of the IBM Support Portal. Now, instead of just showing you here's what's available on the support site, we're going to be focusing more on the different tasks that you'll be able to accomplish. For instance, if you need to create accounts, get product support, download products or fix packs, download licenses, or otherwise manage your account, please pay special attention to those specific sections of this presentation. We'll have a number of different speakers, each covering one different part of the agenda. And without further ado, I'd like to introduce Nikaila Aquagot on the topic of introducing the IBM Support Portal.
Slide 3, please. Thank you, Scott. My name is Nikaila Aquagot. Good morning, everyone. I'll be providing a brief overview on the IBM Support Portal. Slide 4, please. IBM Support Portal is your single point of contact for all the support and services that you'll require for your IBM products. Whether it is to create a support request, that is, contact us, the Level 2 support team, or if you need to access the online documentation, search for self-help guides, tech notes, and FAQs, obtain the latest product information, and much more. So let's go ahead and take a look at the support portal. Slide 5, please. The URL is fairly simple to remember. It's ibm.com/support. The first time you hit the landing page, you're given a pop-up screen and asked to customize this portal for your IBM products. There are two ways to do it. You can either browse for a product or you can search for a product. Slide 6, please. In the screenshot, I've just shown the pop-up of this URL, and I'm searching for the query string cplex to search for the cplex Optimization Studio IBM product. So there are several options that come up. You can pick and choose the one that's relevant to you and hit continue. Slide 7, please. Now this is the customized support portal. We'll start off with the very top header. You can see there are several tabs. It might not be very clear from the screenshot at this point, but we'll go into the details of each of the tabs in the further screenshots. The support home, downloads, troubleshoot, plan and install, etc. On the left-hand side, you will see there's quick find and there is a search toolbar. You can use the search toolbar to search for products, and you can either add them or delete them and hence customize the support portal. In the center, I have minimized the widgets, and we'll look into these widgets more in detail. Each of these widgets provide different information that's relevant to the product. On the right-hand side, there is another search toolbar that you can use to search for any of the documentation or APARs or tech notes that's relevant to your IBM product. Slide 8, please. Okay, so now let's start off by taking a look at the support portal widgets. There are several widgets that are available. There are featured links, notifications, training, flashes and alerts, top 10, product news. Notifications is a very interesting widget. You can use this to subscribe to our subscribe to the product information. It basically sends you an email and will keep you updated with the latest product information, with either a new release or a new fix pack that has come out, or if any new tech notes that have been written, any training material that's come up. All this information will be concised in an email and be sent to you regularly. Training is also a very interesting widget that's very useful. It provides links to the IBM Education Assistant that provides links to the classes that are being conducted to help you learn our products better. Slide 9, please. Now let's take a look at each of the top tabs, starting with the tab Downloads. So if you need to download our product, be it either a release or a fix pack, it's easy to do. All you need to do is get to the support portal, hit on the Downloads tab, and the links for the download for your product are provided right there. Remember, for the releases, the products can be downloaded using our Passport Advantage. And for a fix pack, the link would be under Fix Central. Slide 10, please. Troubleshoot. So this is an extremely useful page when you are using our products. Say, for example, you're using a product and you come across an error message and you want to know more about that. Or if you're trying to develop a program and you have a how-to question and you would like to read more about our tech notes, the troubleshoot would be the page you need to get to. You can either search for our tech notes or self-help guides, or you could use any of these widgets to know more information. For example, the feature troubleshooting links provides the links to all the APARs, and the problem resolution provides the list of tech notes and tech docs that have been written for this product. Flashes and alerts provides information on any site maintenance announcements that are there. Troubleshooting tools provides links to the IBM Assist on site that we actually use to help our customers share their screens with us during a problem resolution. Slide 11. Plan and install. Whenever you are making a plan to migrate to a new version or to a latest version of a product, please use this page. It has all the information that you need to make a sound migration plan. Starting with featured plan and install link provides the documentation for the product support lifecycle. Plan and installation or upgrade provides all the announcement letters for each release that has come out. Configuration has the links to the detailed system requirements. Plan and install documentation has links to the installation guides, if any. Slide 12, please. This is a very important part. This is how you reach us, the Level 2 support team, so that we can help you resolve your issues quickly. So in order to create a service request or a PMR, please go to the support portal and go to the Service Request and PMRs tab. There are two ways you can either create a service request online or by phone. I won't be going too much into details at this point, but we have a details section today in training where we'll be discussing on how to create these service requests. But just remember, it's easy to get to this tab. All you need to do is get to support portal, service request, and PMR tab. All right, slide 13, please. Documentation, again, a very, very useful tab, has a lot of information regarding the product. Starting with feature document links has the links to our quarterly newsletters. You can also subscribe to these newsletters. It has all the useful information that you need regarding the product. Then the Getting Started has all the Getting Started manuals for the products. Product documentation has the links to the Information Center. So, for example, if you're looking at C++ Optimization Studio, the Information Center would have the links to all the versions of that particular product as well. The Information Center is very useful. Training, again, as explained in the Home tab, it has the links to the support technical exchanges. So, for example, today's training material, you will find the link to that under the training. And also the links to IBM Education Assistant, which has training material for the technical training of our products. Slide 14, please. So we covered a lot of parts of the support portal. I just gave a very brief overview. Please go ahead and explore this website. It's fairly easy to use. The URL is very easy to remember. It's ibm.com/support. I'll be now handing it over to Anisha Panikkar. She'll be covering creating an account.
Thanks, Nicola. Hello, everyone. My name is Anisha, and I'll be covering the next topic for today's presentation, account creation. So let's move to the next slide, please. Slide 15. Thank you. So this is my name, Anisha, and my details. So let's move to the next slide, slide 16. Now, IBM ID is required for all services with the IBM website. Now, and also the same IBM ID can be used for all the services, for downloading your product, for contacting support, sending files to support, or to get update on the products, or and for all the other services within the IBM website. Now, before creating the IBM ID, it is advised to have three items in hand to avoid confusion and to make the process of creation faster and easier. The first one is the IBM customer number, or ICN as it is called, and site number. And the third one is the primary contact information. These information are sent to the primary contact from IBM through mail at the time of software purchase time. But if you are unaware of it, you can always call the IBM e-customer care team, and they can provide you the details. Now, the contact details for e-customer care team are provided at the end of the presentation in the resources slide. Please use that as a reference for the info for e-customer care team. Moving along to the account creation process. Excuse me. There are two major steps for account creation: registering on the website, and then to add the ICN or the site information to the ID you have just created. It is required to complete both the two steps. If you just go ahead and do step one and not do the step two, your ID will not be valid for all the services available at the website. So please remember to complete both the steps to avoid confusions later. Let's move to slide 17. Let's start creating the IBM ID. So you open a browser and type in IBM.com. Once the page loads up, on the top right corner of the page, you can see a register link. Once you select the register link, you get a pop-up. You provide the information, your name, company information, country of residence, language, then password, and an email address. Now, if you are the primary contact for the account, please remember to provide the same email address that you had provided at the time of software purchase. This is to avoid confusion when you start downloading the product. Let's move to slide 18. Once you provide all the information and you submit the request, you have created an account with the IBM website. And this account, again, can be used for all the services at the IBM.com website. Let's move to slide 19. That covers the first step of creating an account. Now, the next step is to add the ICN number to the ID you have created. For that, let's go to the browser and go to ibm.com/support. Now, we have already in the previous topic covered how to go to the support by Nicola. So if you can use that as reference, so just go to the browser and type in ibm.com/support. Once the page loads up, just sign in using your IBM ID and password that you have created. And once you sign in, on the left pane, you can see My Agreements link. And just click on the My Agreements link. And once the page loads up, please provide the necessary information like your ICN number, the country or region, and submit the request. Now, once you complete this step, you have associated the ICN to the ID you have just created. Let's move to the next slide, slide 20. The next step in the account creation process is adding your site number to the ID you have created. So let's go to support portal again. Once you go to support portal, www.ibm.com/support, you will see a Passport Advantage site link. Just select the Passport Advantage site link, and it will open you the Passport Advantage site. Once the page loads up, please sign in using the IBM ID and password you have just created. And once you have signed in, you can see the account management link on the left side. And below that, you can see a self-nomination link. So select the self-nomination link. Let's move to slide 21. Now, if you are the primary contact, so please provide the site number and choose if you are the primary contact or not. And if you are the primary contact and you submit the request, your IBM ID is now valid for all the services at the IBM website. You have completed the account creation process successfully, and your ID is valid now. So let's move on to slide 22. Now, if you are not the primary contact and you submitted the request, you will get a confirmation page informing you that your request has been sent to the primary contact for approval. The primary contact will be notified and must approve before you can actually go into the IBM site. The primary contact can go to the sign in to the IBM website, and he can go to the account management and provide grant access to the user who has requested access. We will provide those slides in the account management section, and it will be covered later in the presentation. But once these steps are completed, the account creation process is completed, and you have successfully created a valid IBM ID, which can be used for all the services at the IBM website. So let's move on to slide 23. With that, I've covered the account creation process. If you have any questions, you can always ask us at the end of the presentation, or feel free to type in the chat window of this conference, and we'll be answering that. So let me move to the next topic, getting product support, which will be covered by Matt Cummins.
Thank you, Anisha. So now that we've covered how to create a support portal account, this section is going to cover how to use that account to get full support for all of your products. Next slide, please. Slide 24. So the first thing you want to do is add all of your products, and you have an opportunity to do this when you first sign up for the support portal website, or you can do it at any time from the quick find bar. Slide 25, please. And you can add or remove products here anytime you purchase additional products, or if you're no longer using a given product, you can add or remove them from any time at the quick find bar. slide 26, please. So in order to create a PMR or problem management record, click the Service Requests and PMRs tab at the top of the support portal page. Slide 27, please. And as Nikhila mentioned earlier, there are two ways to create a PMR. You can do it through the website or on the phone. And in order to create a PMR by web, you will need the information required to create a support portal website or a support portal account, and also complete the self-nomination process if you are not the primary contact. And the main advantage to creating a PMR by web is that in addition to entering a detailed description of your problem, you can also attach files or send screenshots. Slide 28, please. You can also create a PMR by phone, as well as contact our e-customer care line if you do not have the information required to create an account or download products, such as your IBM customer number or your site number. Slide 29, please. So as I said, the main advantage to contacting support by web is that you can enter a very detailed description of your problem for the technician who will be assisting you to review, and you can also attach files or screenshots. If you do not have the information required to create a PMR by web right away, again, I recommend contacting our e-customer care line, and they can help you locate the information, and you can also contact the geography-specific support line as well if you want to create a PMR by phone. Slide 30, please. Tech notes are solutions to known issues in the form of articles that you can search on the support portal website. Slide 31, please. Tech notes contain solutions to known issues, and the main advantage to browsing our tech notes in order to resolve a problem is that you do not have to create a PMR. All you need to do is log into the support portal website and search for tech notes related to issues that you are having. You can also rate tech notes and determine how useful other people have found them based on the ratings. Slide 32, please. Finally, notifications allow you to receive automatic updates about all of your products sent directly to your email address. Slide 33, please. This information covers any news related to your products, including whenever new versions have been released, a software update has been released, there's been a new tech note published, or just general news about the product. Slide 34, please. And I will now be passing this on to Guang Feng to discuss downloading products.
Hi, thank you, Matt. And this is Guang Feng from the Level 2 support team. And now in my section, I'm going to tell you how to download the IBM iLog products in exactly five steps. Now, please move to slide number 35. Okay, here is the screen you are going to see when you log on to the Passport Advantage website. If you are not sure where to find the link, please refer to slide 9 from Nikita's presentation. Now, here we are assuming that you have already completed your account setup and you have already been approved for software downloads and media access. If you have troubles with that, please consult the part we were discussing about account setup. Now, on this web page, you need to click the link about software download and the media access on the left column, which is shown by a very small mouse pointer on the screen. Now, let's move to slide number 36. Okay, here is the software download and the media access terms and conditions. This is only required for this session only. Please note that the layout of the web page might change a little bit from time to time, but in general, the general concept still remains, so the information will still be valid. Now, please let's move to slide number 37. Okay, after you have accepted terms and conditions, you are going to see this page. Now, we'll mainly discuss about product downloads here, but there are some other useful links available. For example, there is a link to set my download preferences. Here is a place you can try to customize your common settings for your usual download and the media access sessions that you can reuse in your future sessions. But now, we only talk about the link for the download finder here. Just to try to look for your download. Now, please, let's move to slide number 38. Okay, here is a page to find downloads and the media. Here are several links under the download finder, but we're mainly going to talk about all downloads, which will show you all the eligible downloads you can find. And I'm going to mainly show you this on the slide number 5. But before I went to the next slide, I want to say that besides all downloads, you can also try to find your downloads by categories, by product description, and by part number. If you know this information, this will help you to narrow down the products you will see in the next step. But if you're not really sure, that is still okay. If you just click the All Downloads link, and then you are going to see everything you are eligible. Now move to slide number 39. Okay, here is actually the screen you are going to see before you actually download. Now let's move to the lower half of the screen first. Here you are going to see all the downloads listed here, but they are all collapsed with a little under each section. And if you need to expand them by clicking the plus sign within the little rectangle box. please try to expand all of them if you really can't find the information you want. And for IBM iLog products, they are still listed under WebSphere. If you really can't find what you need, please try to expand all, and then maybe just to do a very simple web page full text search. That should point you exactly where it is. Now let's to move to the midsection of this screenshot, which will show you about two options, two kinds of options that you can use. First one is about download method. Now here you can see download director, and basically you are also being offered for HTTP transfers. And for some of the people, you'll also be able to see the FTP links. So basically those are all options for you. Download director is normally the default one, which is a small Java applet that runs within the browser, helps you to manage the downloads, try to unpack the downloads for you to extract the installers. So this is a very useful tool, but this requires some security permissions from you. And so if you are not really sure whether you want to use this, you can always try to use HTTP transfer later, or maybe you try to use FTP if that is an option. And the second option for the download part is that you can try to choose a download location that is the fastest to you. Normally, we are going to provide you an option that is closest to you geographically, but if that is not really your best choice, you can always change it. Now we basically have finished covering all the information you will need to know for downloading iLog IBM products. And I think here, based on our experience, we want you to remember two things. One is that if you have trouble with software download and media access link, please do remember that this requires some permission, which although normally being granted to you for most of the users, but sometimes it is not the case. So if you really couldn't log on to this website and try to see everything here, please do try to contact your primary contacts. And the other one is that if you cannot really find your products, please do remember to use the download finder option, all downloads, to look up all your downloads available to you, and then try to find out the exact one you want to use. Thank you. And now I'm passing it to Abhishek to discuss how to download fixed packs.
A very good morning to everybody. Let's move on to slide 40. Hi, this is Abhishek, and we'll talk about downloading fixed packs. Can we go to the next slide, slide 41, please? To start off, let's talk about what fixed packs really are. Fixed packs are product patches that are provided to our customers between releases, and they're mainly done so to handle bug fixes and issues of that kind. Now, the Fix Central link can be accessed via the download tab on the support portal, or if you would like to go to the website directly, you can do so by going to www.ibm.com/support/fixcentral. Now, we'd like you to remember two important things here. One is that some fix packs may require an existing base version installation. What we mean by that is, say if you are trying to download a certain fix pack of a product, it may require that you already have the base version product already installed on your machine before doing so. And if that is the case, you will not need to specifically sign in into this website before downloading the fix pack. But that said, there are also some fix packs which don't require this existing base version installation on a machine, and then you will need to sign in into the Fix Central website. And you can do so by clicking the IBM sign in link on the top right hand corner of the web portal. Please note that in this case, your IBM ID should be entitled, which means that you should have the rights to download products and such. And your rights in this case will be very similar to your rights if you were to download a certain product from the Passport Advantage website. Let's go on to slide 42, please. So in this screenshot, what I've shown is the product group. It's important to remember that all IBM iLog optimization and supply chain products fall under the WebSphere product group. Please make sure that you select WebSphere as your product group before trying to find the exact fix pack for your product in this Fix Central website. Let's go on to slide 43, please. In this screenshot, we show you as to how you need to select the certain product that you're looking for and the other information that is required to proceed on. So in this particular screenshot, you see that we've selected the iLog Cplex Optimization Studio product and mentioned that our currently installed version is 12.4 and that we are looking for the Windows 32-bit fix pack for version 12.4. It's important to note that some of our products have a suffix of iLog, and some of them begin with IBM iLog. And so just make sure that you go through the list when you're trying to look for the fix pack for your particular product. Once you've done selected those combos, go ahead and click the Continue button. Let's move on to slide 44, please. Now, this page will ask you for your options when you're searching for your particular fix pack. The default option is Browse for Fixes, and it is the simplest one. What it does is it will tell you about the available fix packs for your certain installed version on the Fix Central website. You also have options to search for fix packs based on a certain APAR number that you may have, based on a support request you created before, or you could search for individual fix IDs or text in the bug which you think may be relevant. Once you've selected the appropriate option, go ahead and click the Continue button. Let's go to slide 45. Once you've done so, you will be provided with a list of available fixes. There is an important distinction to remember at this point. Most of our fix packs will be available for both the commercial as well as academic user. And so if you are a commercial customer, do make sure that you select the non-academic version of your particular fix pack. Now go ahead and click the Continue button. Let's go to slide 46. At this point, you may be allowed to choose a certain download option. As Guang mentioned in the previous section, the default option to download fix packs or products installers will be the Download Director, which is a small Java applet, but depending on your company policy, that may or may not work on your particular machine. If that is the case, go ahead and select either FTP or HTTP using the Change Download Options link, and then click the Continue button. At this point, you may be shown a certain agreement to which you will need to agree before proceeding on to download in the next screens. Let's go on to slide 47. Now, we've covered on how to download fix packs. We'll now be talking about obtaining legacy licenses. Let's go to the next slide. Now, it's important to remember that this slide is applicable only for iLog optimization products. The latest versions of our products do not require licenses. And if you are using a later version of the product, this slide will not be applicable to you. But if your application is one of those where you do require older optimization products, we now provide generic licenses to work with them. If you remember, we used to have some websites like the WebSphere Key Center to manage licenses in the past. These are no longer in production anymore. And so what we provide with our customers is our generic licenses, which they can download from the Fix Central website to use their older version optimization products. To download this generic license, you'll have to go to the Fix Central website, as mentioned before, and downloading it is very simple and straightforward. It'll be just like a Fix Pack download. Do make sure that you are doing this with an entitled IBM ID, because downloading generic licenses require that you have an IBM ID which is entitled. Now, please use the link which has been provided in this screenshot, let's move on to the next section about managing your account, and Scott will be handling that.
Thank you, Abhishek. Let's move on to slide 50. So, the through line through up to this point, through all the different presentations, is one major theme. To get the most out of the IBM support website, you'll need to create an account. This account should be linked with the different products that you're interested in. This is so that you can browse for the documentation and other nice things through your support site. Moreover, it is important to link your account with the IBM customer number and the IBM site number and have access granted in order to be able to do all the other useful things such as downloading products, downloading fix packs, registering PMRs, all of that. So the ultimate key is to make sure that if you have an IBM web account, that it's not only linked, but it's all activated and authorized to download all the features you want. Now, that authorization is controlled by a couple of contacts. At IBM, we define a number of contacts, such as the primary contact, secondary contacts, and the primary site technical contact, and a few others. All of this is defined through the initial purchase. In our database, we have every account has a list of people that are available to be contact, a list of people designated as contacts, and they can be managed through our website or through e-customer care. Let's go to slide 51, please. So, let's say you are a primary contact and you need to manage your account. In this case, you would go to the Passport Advantage website. Again, the link is available through the support portal or through other means. The left pane has the reference to account management, and assuming that everything was set up previously, clicking on the link should take you to the next pane, slide 52. Thank you. At slide 52, with managing your account, you have different options available to you. You may have seen self-nomination from the earlier slides done by Anisha. You can also update the contact list for your company and manage access for other people. Let's go to slide 53. So this page, by going to contact update, you can view everything, all the different contacts available to you, including the primary contact. You can designate additional contacts and so on. If any of them needs to change because, for instance, someone has changed roles or you want to add people, this is where you would go to. Clicking on the update primary contact does exactly what it should do. Slide 54. This is the key here as well. So, if a user asks to be self-nominated or tries to add themselves attach themselves to your IBM customer number or IBM site number, they are placed into the section for notified users and self-nomination requests. A primary or secondary contact can click here and select them and either approve or deny these self-nominations. This is the second half of finishing everything. Additionally, you can also review a primary or secondary contact may review all the users of their company and view what level of access and what abilities that they have. Let's continue to slide 55. Thank you. Slide 55 designates existing users. For instance, a particular user may be listed as a secondary contact or given ordinary user rights. A secondary contact is a user that has the ability to also approve and deny, approve or deny access and perform other details of account management. A company may have one primary contact and up to four secondary contacts as needed. Additionally, through the rest of this page, users can be given broader or more restricted access. For instance, a user can be restricted from ordering media or accessing software downloads or such. Accordingly, if a user insists that they have do not have rights to, for instance, downloading software, you can log into the site and review the existing users and see what level of access that they have. So, overall, as a primary or secondary contact, you're responsible for managing the users of the company so that they can best use all the IBM features. However, let's go to slide 56. Thank you. And this is the most important slide, or it's the second most important slide of this presentation. For the most part, IBM contacts are normally a fairly straightforward process. When someone purchases an IBM product, all of that contact information is specified ahead of time. Usually the primary contact is associated with the project manager or the purchaser or someone well-known within the company, and everything is a fairly straightforward process. However, we have also found out that people who have who were in the iLog system before the acquisition and have carried over, for instance, their records may not have been kept up to date or so on. Occasionally, we've had people who've had problems with the nomination process, people who do not know who their primary contact is, people who do not know their technical contact, and so on. All of this information, if there's any problem whatsoever in managing the account, in other words, if they're unable to reach a contact, if they're unable to find their numbers, if you do not have your IBM customer number, all of this is managed through e-customer care. The link is provided for customers in the U.S. Canada. The email address and phone number is available on your screen now. That's paonline@us.ibm.com. The phone number is 1-800-978-2246. Now, other countries will also have their own contact information and can be able to access there. This is very important. Again, if you find that you have an IBM web account and cannot get your IBM customer number, cannot get your site number, unable to do a PMR, unable to download, this is where you can go to fix it. Additionally, if you've had any questions navigating through Passport Advantage or any parts with account management, Passport Advantage has separate help, different levels of video demonstrations, and all of these resources are available through the Passport Advantage website. Let's go to slide 57. Thank you. This has been the Explore the IBM Support Portal. Thank you very much for listening. We know that there has been a lot of information within the last 45 minutes. However, there's one important slide I want to stress. Slide 58, please. This is probably the most important slide of the presentation. This is something that you can bookmark, learn these links, set them as wallpaper, however you choose to memorize them, but this is what is important. The number one link on this page is our support portal at ibm.com/support. This is where you can find all the other links, all of the other accesses available through this. Next up, of course, is Passport Advantage at the link there where you can download products and manage accounts. Fix Central is available. This is where you download Fix Packs. And the fourth point, and this is a little bit new, but this is important. If, for instance, and we've had this in the past, if, for instance, you are a customer and you're just not able to get things running or you cannot get it through e-customer care and you need to reach out to a human being to make sure everything works, this is an email address that we have set up. It's on a temporary basis. It won't be around forever, but it is here to help iLog optimization and supply chain users, especially people here on this call, in order to get any assistance with getting their account set up so that they can use all of the features of IBM support. This email address is opticare, that is opticare, @us.ibm.com. Once again, opticare, @us.ibm.com. This particular email address is not meant for submitting new technical requests, submitting new questions. That's not what this address is. Those address needs to go through our normal means. However, if for some reason you're not able to access things that you should be able to access and you can't get help from the rest of the site, you can email this address and people will be able to help you. On that note, I'd like to turn it over to Joseph, who will continue with a little more information about how to find more information about WebSphere technical exchanges.
Thank you to our speakers for a great presentation. So let's move on to slide 59. And slide 59 basically contains a number of links that you could visit when you have some time to learn about upcoming WebSphere support technical exchanges and to access previously recorded presentations. There are also a number of links here that will help you enhance the support experience as well. Be notified about upcoming webcasts related to the product and topics discussed today by subscribing to the WebSphere Support Technical Exchange mailing list. Simply send an email to wsehelp@us.ibm.com with subject WSTE subscribe to get a list of mailing lists and to subscribe. Also, if there is a topic you would like to see scheduled, or if you have any comments that will help us improve our future webcasts, please feel free to let us know as well. Thanks again for your participation. At this point in time, Jackie, we would like to open the line for questions.
If you'd like to ask a question over the phone, please dial star 1 at this time. We have no questions over the phone.
Thank you, Jackie. And we will give it a minute here to see if there are any questions in the group chat. And so once again, if you are with us through the group chat and have a question, feel free to post it in the group chat and we will attend to those questions. Okay, so it looks like we don't have any questions over the group chat, although we did receive a couple of questions over an email a few days ago. So we can actually address those questions.
Hi there. Can everyone? I hope everyone can hear me just fine. So one of the questions we received in email was about how to effectively give feedback on the IBM/CPLEX website. There are links on different pages that where you can submit feedback, although in all honesty, in the larger case, it's a little tricky to see if how immediate any results are. I know that the IBM web team reviews every request and is managing lots of different things with lots of different requirements, and they're trying to handle do things as best as they can for everyone's needs. However, that's probably not the main focus here. The main focus here is if you have any problems with the website, any problems downloading, any problems accessing anything, this is when you should contact support. It's okay, we're perfectly happy with answering questions like that because we want our customers to make sure that they have the best possible access to all the features available to them at IBM. So if you can't download or need instructions to download, you can go ahead and call or submit a PMR. Again, you can submit a PMR online or through the phone. If you are trying to add yourself to an account and don't have your numbers, you can contact eCustomer Care or OptiCare. Same thing. We have all these different ways that we want you to reach us in case there are any problems, and that's the best way that we feel in order for you to get your work done. I believe that covers the questions we've received in email, and if there are any others, I turn it over to Joseph.
Thank you, Scott. And so, again, if you have any questions, you can post them over the group chat. And, Jackie, do we have anything over the telephone so far?
We have no questions on the phone.
Okay, so let's give you another minute and see if any have any additional questions over the web conference. All right, and it looks like we don't have any questions right now. So at this point in time, we will conclude the presentation. We hope the information presented today has been valuable to you. We appreciate your participation. We hope you will join us for future presentations, which will be announced on the WebSphere Support Technical Exchange site. Thank you very much for joining us today, and thank you to the iLog team for presenting today.